KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is promising retaliation for an attack in the Middle East that killed several American service members and wounded others.
The president said the U.S. military had a tough day when three Americans were killed and dozens more military members were injured near the Syrian border. Speaking at a Baptist church in South Carolina, Mr. Biden said the U.S. shall respond after he observed a moment of silence. He blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes by such groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says former President Trump is out with a statement calling the attack by the Iranian proxies another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender. Extending sympathy to the families of those killed and praying for the wounded, Mr. Trump adds, 3 years ago, Iran was weak, broke, and totally under control. The Iranian regime could barely scrape $2 together to fund their terrorist proxies. Also at SRNnews.com, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's dream of a nuclear-armed navy is one step closer to reality. Pyongyang says Kim has supervised test firings of cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines and has also reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. Israel calls ceasefire talks with the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt constructive, but adds that significant gaps remain and the discussions will continue. The San Francisco 49ers face the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in next month's Super Bowl after both teams won their playoffs last night. And today marks the official start of tax season. The IRS expects the filing of 128 million plus returns by the time all is said and done, April 15th. Wall Street Dow futures down 15 points, NASDAQ futures up 42. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination looks to expand.
The Global Methodist Church, which was formed in response to the breakup of the United Methodist Church, is making plans to set up shop in the Southwest and along the West Coast. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post, quote, "Several of the local churches that will become members of the Western States Provisional District are new church plants. Others are ones that disaffiliated from the UMC. The GMC was formed in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church says it will fight the center-right government's plans to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they'll present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. A statement by the Greek Orthodox Synod says that while legislation is the job of parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. A tragic and deadly mistake in California.
A 911 recording shows a police dispatcher failed to tell two officers before they were fatally shot by a convicted gang member that the suspect reportedly had a gun and was under the influence of drugs. El Monte Police Officer Joseph Santana and Corporal Michael Paredes were killed in 2022 while responding to a report of a stabbing at a motel. The gunman, Justin Flores, then took his own life. Jason Walker reporting.
Oklahoma State Trooper Jesse Gregory, thrown to the ground when a vehicle he had pulled over for a traffic stop was hit by another vehicle, says he feels lucky that he was able to walk away. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol posting dash cam video on its Facebook page. This happened along I-40 near the Oklahoma City suburb of Yukon. More details, SRNnews.com.